War. It's the heartbeat of every great story. Whether it's fought with swords, starships, or spells, nothing captures our imagination like two unstoppable armies clashing for control of the universe. From demons that feed on chaos to empires that rule galaxies. Today, we're ranking the 10 most powerful armies in all of fiction based on scale, power, and pure cinematic domination. And if you've ever wondered who would win between Space Marines, Sith Lords, and giant bug monsters, buckle your seatbelts. This list is going to melt your nerd brain in the best possible way. We're mixing sci-fi, fantasy, mythology, and a touch of chaos. So grab your power armor, your magic staff, or your trusty lightsaber. And let's dive in. Oh, and if you disagree with the list, good. Hit the comments, unleash your inner general, and tell me which fictional army you think could conquer them all. 10. The Clone Army from Star Wars. Kicking off our list is a force bred for one purpose: war. The Grand Army of the Republic, better known as the Clone Army, is one of the most disciplined and efficient militaries in the galaxy. Grown on Kamino from the genetic template of bounty hunter Jango Fett, these clones are identical, fearless, and absolutely loyal. Well, until a certain Order 66 happens. Each soldier is trained from birth, equipped with state-of-the-art armor, and backed by the might of the Republic's fleets. Under Jedi command, they fought across thousands of systems during the Clone Wars. What makes them terrifying isn't just their technology, it's their precision. They fight like one mind. When they hit the field, it's a synchronized symphony of blaster fire, tactics, and courage. But their greatest strength became their greatest tragedy. When Palpatine flipped the switch, the clones turned on their Jedi generals without hesitation. In one night, they erased an entire order of galactic peacekeepers. The Clone Army didn't just fight wars, they changed the galaxy forever, and that's why they kick off our list. Number 9. Sauron's Armies. In the dark land of Mordor, the Eye of Sauron watches, and what it commands is an army of pure evil. Sauron's legions are the stuff of legend, endless hordes of orcs, trolls, and beasts twisted by centuries of dark sorcery. His generals, the Nazgul, are immortal wraiths who strike fear into even the bravest warriors. What makes Sauron's army so dangerous isn't just its size, it's its corruption. His power seeps into hearts, turning men into monsters and allies into enemies. Even when Sauron doesn't fight directly, his influence spreads like a disease. At the height of his power, Mordor was an industrial war machine, churning out weapons, armor, and terror by the ton. The battles at Minas Tirith and Helm's Deep showed us what it means when evil goes all in. And let's be honest, no one commands fear quite like the Dark Lord himself. His armies don't fight for glory, they fight because he owns their souls. Without a few brave hobbits and one really determined gardener, Middle-earth would have fallen beneath the iron heel of Sauron's armies. The Borg Collective. We are the Borg. Resistance is futile. The Borg Collective isn't an army in the traditional sense. It's an infection of perfection, a cybernetic hive mind that assimilates everything it encounters. Each Borg drone is part machine, part biological, and completely obedient to the collective. When they invade, they don't conquer, they convert. Whole civilizations vanish, their people turned into Borg within hours. Their ships, massive cubes with regenerative armor and adaptive shields. Their weapons, constantly evolving. You hit them once, they learn. You hit them twice, they laugh. What makes the Borg so terrifying is that they don't even care about war. They're not angry, they're not evil. They just want to add your uniqueness to their perfection. And they will never stop coming. The Federation has fought them, outsmarted them, even nuked them. And the Borg always come back, stronger than before. If the future has a boogeyman, it's not the Klingons or the Romulans. It's the sound of a calm voice saying, "We will add your biological and technological distinctiveness to our own." Number 7, the Zerg Swarm. Now we're talking raw biological horror. The Zerg Swarm from StarCraft isn't just an army, it's an ecosystem of death. Guided by the Overmind and later the Queen of Blades herself, Sarah Kerrigan, the Zerg are a hive-minded species that devours everything in its path. They absorb DNA, mutate on the fly, and evolve faster than you can say GG. Every Zerg organism, from the tiny Zergling to the monstrous Ultralisk, is designed for one purpose: kill and consume. They travel through space on living ships, infest entire planets, and multiply until the world itself becomes part of the swarm. What makes them fascinating is that they learn. Every species they encounter makes them stronger. Every defeat just makes them evolve harder. Against the Terrans and Protoss, the Zerg proved that biology can outmatch even the most advanced technology. They're fast, ruthless, and endlessly adaptive. The Zerg swarm isn't just a plague, it's the ultimate predator. And if they ever found Earth, we'd all be lunch. Number 6. The Covenant Empire from Halo is what happens when religion meets high-tech annihilation. 7 alien species united under one faith, believing that activating the Halo rings will send them on a holy journey. Spoiler, it's actually a galaxy-wide death sentence. The Covenant's military is an absolute powerhouse. Plasma weaponry that melts metal, starships capable of glassing entire planets, and elite warriors who treat combat like an art form. Commanded by the fanatical prophets and executed by elites, brutes, and grunts, this army nearly eradicated humanity in one of the most devastating wars in sci-fi. What makes the Covenant so compelling is that they truly believe they're doing the right thing. Their devotion makes them terrifying. They'll die for their gods without hesitation. If it weren't for one 7-foot-tall Spartan named Master Chief and his snarky AI sidekick, the galaxy would have been reduced to glass. The Covenant isn't just an army, it's a crusade with plasma grenades. Number 5. The Scourge from Warcraft. Few armies in fiction are as chilling, literally, as the Scourge from Warcraft. Led by the Lich King, the Scourge is an undead force of pure nightmare. Every soldier they kill rises again, swelling their ranks like an avalanche of bones. From shambling zombies to frost worms made from reanimated dragons, their army is an endless tide of death. The Scourge spreads through plague, necromancy, and despair. One city falls, then another, until an entire continent is under ice and shadow. The Lich King doesn't just command soldiers, he controls them. Through the helm of domination, he can hear every thought, see every battlefield, and crush any will. Their greatest moment of terror? The fall of Lord Aeron, when Prince Arthas Menethil returned home, sword in hand, and wiped out his own kingdom. The Scourge doesn't conquer for glory or greed. They fight because death itself demands it. Number 4. The Galactic Empire. You know that music, the one that makes your spine straighten and your moral compass start to wobble? Yep, it's time for the Galactic Empire. Forged from the ashes of the Republic, ruled by Emperor Palpatine, and enforced by the galaxy's most dramatic dad, Darth Vader, this is the ultimate space dictatorship. The Empire isn't just an army, it's an entire civilization built for domination. Millions of star systems, trillions of troops, and fleets of star destroyers that could blot out the stars. And then there's their secret weapon, literally, the Death Star, capable of turning planets into space dust with the push of a button. What makes the Empire terrifying isn't just its firepower, it's its control. Fear keeps the systems in line. Palpatine doesn't need loyalty when he has terror and propaganda. Sure, their stormtroopers have questionable aim, but when you can vaporize Alderaan in a single blast, accuracy is kind of optional. The Galactic Empire is the blueprint for every evil empire that came after. Sleek, cold, and ruthlessly efficient. Long live the Emperor. Well, until a farm boy with daddy issues shows up. Number 3. The Imperium of Man. In the grim darkness of the far future, there is only war. The Imperium of Man from Warhammer 40K is humanity turned up to 11, a galaxy-spanning theocracy ruled by a corpse god on a golden throne. With over a million worlds, the Imperium fields armies beyond comprehension. There are the Astra Militarum, billions of regular soldiers who die by the millions every day. Then you've got the Space Marines, 8-foot-tall super soldiers genetically engineered to be living weapons. And if that's not enough, there are Titans, skyscraper-sized mechs that fire city-killing shells, and battle fleets the size of continents. Every day, the Imperium fights Xenos, heretics, demons, and most of all, itself. It's not a paradise, it's a nightmare that somehow functions through sheer fanaticism and firepower. The Emperor's light guides humanity, but it's a flickering candle in an endless storm. Still, in the face of extinction, the Imperium endures. Not because it's good, but because it's too stubborn to die. If humanity ever needed proof that bureaucracy can be a weapon, the Imperium of Man is it. Number 2, the forces of chaos. If the Imperium is humanity's greatest fortress, then chaos is the nightmare clawing at its gates. The forces of chaos are the antithesis of order. Armies of corrupted mortals, twisted space marines, and demons born from the raw stuff of emotion. At the heart of it all lie the chaos gods, beings of pure psychic energy. Khorne, the blood god. Tsiench, the changer of ways. Nurgle, lord of decay. Slaanesh, the dark prince. Their power comes from mortal emotion, anger, hope, despair, lust. And when mortals give in, chaos grows stronger. Entire worlds vanish into the warp, a dimension of madness where time and physics crumble. The traitor legions, once loyal space marines, now serve the dark gods, waging eternal war against the Imperium. And the demons? They don't just kill, they corrupt reality. When chaos invades, logic dies first. You can't reason with chaos, you can't bribe it. You can only delay the inevitable. In the 40K universe, chaos always wins eventually, because chaos is the universe. And at number 1, the armies of heaven and hell, mythic and theological fiction. Now we leave galaxies and games behind and step into the realm of the divine. The armies of heaven and hell are the oldest and most powerful forces in all of fiction, because they created the idea of war itself. From Paradise Lost to Good Omens to Supernatural, angels and demons have been battling since before time existed. Heaven commands radiant hosts of seraphim and archangels, beings of pure light and cosmic power. One angel can level cities, an army of them can reshape creation. Hell, on the other hand, brings legions of demons forged from sin and chaos, cunning, relentless, and ruled by fallen archangels who once stood beside God himself. Their battle isn't for planets or power, it's for souls. Every myth, every story of good and evil traces back to this cosmic civil war. Whether you picture them with flaming swords, dark wings, or six-eyed halos, one thing's certain. When heaven and hell go to war, existence itself is the battlefield. Mortals, we're just caught in the crossfire. So there you have it. 10 armies so powerful they could erase worlds, rewrite time, or bring about the end of everything. From the disciplined ranks of clone troopers to the demonic hordes of chaos, from the Zerg's hunger to heaven's glory, every one of these forces shows a different kind of power. Some rule through technology, others through faith, fear, or sheer numbers. But all of them remind us why fictional wars are so unforgettable. They're mirrors of our own imagination at war with itself. Did your favorite army make the list? Or did we miss a powerhouse like the Reapers from Mass Effect, the Daedra from Elder Scrolls, or maybe the Pokemon League? Because honestly, 1,000 superpowered monsters isn't far off? Drop your picks in the comments below. I read every single one. If you enjoyed the video, make sure to like, subscribe, and ring that notification bell. It helps the channel reach more fans who love epic lore as much as we do. Thanks for watching, and remember, in every universe, in every story, there's always someone preparing for war.